Here's Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Sorry, economists, governments are not businesses, they are nonprofits. When someone from the very conservative, totally pro-business American Enterprise Institute feels it's necessary to remind people that a simple cost-benefit analysis would not necessarily appropriate when evaluating social programs, we have to wonder whether something is terribly amiss or at least totally topsy-turvy. Nonetheless, there it was in the Wall Street Journal, of all places, with the AEI's Director of Economic Policy Studies saying there are things where a marginal dollar might not have a large return on investment but are extremely important. What the frick is going on here? We recently talked about a couple of curious economic research reports that came to the bizarre conclusion that when looking at the impact of evictions on people who are already poor, they concluded that they were only a bit poorer after the eviction, seemingly making the point that it was significant but not cataclysmic. Now we're looking at another group of economists from Harvard reporting on their deep dive into the numbers of 133 different policy initiatives in the U.S. over 50 years. This time, they wanted to apply a standard on which of these social expenditures and things like welfare, food stamps, Medicare, and the like make the government money, generally in the form of beneficiaries who needed less assistance over time or who became more productive and paid more taxes, according to the journal. Restraining our disgust with the basic proposition for a minute, the top-line conclusion from these economists was that the best investments were in children's programs like education, health, and college, where the government gets back 47 cents for every buck, as opposed to the government programs for adults when they argue it costs an extra 60 cents for every dollar the government paid. This is carrying neoliberal values imposed on public authorities to a disturbing and disgusting level. Sure, it's interesting. Sure, kids count. So let's do everything we can there. And in fact, let's double down. But that's not the point. The very assumptions seem whack. Governments are not the same as Wall Street moguls. Governments have responsibilities for their citizens, all their citizens. Government expenditures in serving and providing for its people are, in fact, categorically not investments in the business sense of the word. Perverting the role of government expenditures in social programs or anything else, including defense, as relevantly measured by a standard of whether it yields a profit, is simply obscene. In his own elegant way, that seemed to be a gentle reminder even from the AEI guy, for goodness sakes. When their results were charted, money losers included housing vouchers, nutrition, welfare payments, adult health care like Medicare, where damned if those pesky old people didn't keep on getting sick and dying, so the government lost money. At the bottom of the list was unemployment insurance as a big loser, but hey fellas, workers pay a huge chunk of that as insurance, chump, not as an investment. All this was done under the rubric of the Raj Chetty and his Opportunity Insights outfit at Harvard. According to his profile in the New Yorker, he and his team are hoping all their work influences the 2020 election. Wow. I'm starting to hope that is definitely not the case. His earlier studies showed the dim prospects of making it anywhere but on the coast and concluded we should pretty much give up on rural areas entirely having any opportunity. Now this study wants to turn government into business, expenditures into investments, and bring us into some corporatist cost-benefit worldview nightmare. Yikes. We need to step back and take another look at this project because it might should be named Opportunity Insults rather than Opportunity Insights. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.